You are listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. We're continuing our series on Oklahoma Baptist Ministry in Focus. And to join us for this podcast today, we have three guests, Dr. Hans Stilbeck, Dr. James Swain, and Dr. Mark Dance. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good to be here, Brian.
Good to be
Thanks
here,
for
Brian.
Helping us.
Thank you. Well, James, in our last podcast, we talked about this church relations group and the strategy. I thought we could revisit that here at the beginning and then let you share some developments with us.
Sure. As we think about our mission of encouraging one another to advance the gospel, one of the key components of that is being able to be highly relational with our pastors and our churches. And one of the ways that we are striving to do that is through the establishment of our church relations group, which will include our affinity work, our work with our African American pastors and churches, our Native American pastors and churches, and our Hispanic pastors and churches across the state, as well as we have are working in finalizing bringing on a ministry wife's ministry partner who will work with our pastors' wives and ministry wives across the state. And one of the key components of it will be regional ministry partners who will have areas of the state where they more directly serve and where they will relate to the pastors and churches and associations in that area. And and some of these guys are going to live out across the state in their region where they serve. And so today we have the great privilege of announcing the first that is not on our existing staff. We may remember Dr. Brett Selby, who has been on our staff serving, is going to serve in one of those roles, but we have the privilege of announcing the second person who's going to serve in one of those roles, and it's Dr. Mark Dance. And he's going to serve kind of in a role that has a couple of key responsibilities. He's going to be the regional ministry partner for what we're calling the East Central region of our state, which includes the Tulsa metropolitan area. In fact, he's going to live in the Tulsa area. And he is also going to be our director of pastor development. And we're going to talk more about that aspect of the role in a moment. But it is a great privilege for me to introduce Dr. Dance, Oklahoma Baptist, and we're excited about him joining this key aspect of our work. And Mark, we're glad you're with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
And
Thank you. Tell us
a little bit about yourself and kind of what's led you to the place where you're going to join what we do together in Oklahoma Baptist.
Yeah, well, what a privilege to serve and to serve pastors and churches in Oklahoma. This is something that I can't wait to tell my friends about. We've been waiting, and your vision, to be honest with you, was so compelling, so clear. As we were praying through this, we just asked God to make it obvious. And he did. And us is, my wife, Janet, and I, we're empty nesters. I've been a pastor for 27 years, a senior pastor for 27 years, before Dr. Rayner asked me to launch and lead a new initiative for pastors at Lifeway 5 years ago. And so that was kind of new turf for me. To be honest with you, I really didn't know what to do. So I knew how to pastor a church, I think, but pastoring pastors is a little different. And I had no idea just how much fun I would have and how much that Janet would be involved in basically half of my events every year as we started to cheer pastors on as well as their wives. And so as this reorganization and this vision got crystal clear in Dr. Dilbeck's mind, God put in his heart to call me. And we began to talk and pray together along with Dr. Swain and just for clarity, and it really did. It really did become clear, and the regional strategy was compelling to me to live and to serve pastors and churches and work with associations and develop relationships, which is something I have not been able to do, having a national assignment with, you know, traveling across North America. I would spend a couple hours or a couple of days, depending on the event, with lots of pastors and seminary students. But then, you know, you move on to the next thing. And so I'm looking forward to doing something I've never done before. I've pastored, I've had a national ministry, but this is different for me, and I'm very excited about it.
That's awesome. Congratulations, and we're so glad you're coming to serve here in Oklahoma. You mentioned the vision that Dr. Dilbeck, that the Lord had laid on his heart, and I thought we could take a moment and talk about that and how you see it tying into what the plans are here in Oklahoma, Brother Hance.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Well, one of the reasons that the vision, our strategy and approach to the work is so compelling to Mark is not that we articulate it clearly, but that he shares a vision. He's got the same heart that we have. I think a lot of the same DNA and background.
Yeah.
And we are so excited about getting Mark and his better half, Janet, here in the state of Oklahoma and putting them to work. You know, as Oklahoma Baptist, our mission is to encourage one another to advance the gospel. And that mission that Jesus gave us to go and make disciples is a mission of the church. It's a mission he's given to us. And as a family of churches, we work to encourage one another to advance the good news of Jesus Christ. And the conviction behind that simple mission statement is that the great need we have is not specialized knowledge. It's not more resources. We could do with both of those things, obviously. But the great needs that we have are spiritual. The great need we have, in a word, is encouragement. We don't really need to know new stuff. We just need to do what we know in the local church and as pastors and leaders. And so to encourage is to support, but it's also to challenge. It's the arm around the shoulder. It's the hand in the back. It's exhortation and not just sympathy. And we encourage one another to advance the gospel. And this team that is coming together with James Swain, that the church relations group, is really the heart of this work in so many ways as they work to establish presence. We want to be connected to our pastors. And we hope this regional approach will allow us to be more present with our pastors and churches. As Mark said, to have a more personal connection, which allows us to have a better appreciation for context, to know actually what a pastor and church are dealing with in their community by being there up close. And a pastoral support. This team that's coming together with James, a church relations group, is a group of general practitioners. These are like doctors that make house calls, not the kind that make you come to their office and schedule an appointment. And they come with a bag full of tried and proven tools, instruments to help our pastors to do better in leading the churches to be strong and healthy. Our conviction is that we don't want to be centralized. We don't want to be perceived as being specialized and driven by programs. We want to offer general, practical, pastoral, and contextual support. And, you know, the advance of the gospel depends on the health and strength of our churches, the pillar and support of the gospel truth. And the health and strength of our churches depends on our pastors. It's not complicated. If more of our pastors were strong and healthy, doing what we already know we need to do, then we would make huge strides in advancing the gospel in Oklahoma and around the world. And our work is not complicated, but it is very difficult, and it can be discouraging. And so we want to encourage one another to advance the gospel, and Mark Dance and James Swain and our church relations group will be the front lines of that work of encouraging our pastors and churches.
You know, Dr. Dilbeck, I like the analogy of the of the doctor with the black bag. One of the other ways we frame that up is we've talked about these ministry partners having a toolbox, kind of some key things that, that these men who have that pastoral experience. We heard Mark talk about 27 years of serving in a local church, and all of the men that are going to join in these regional roles will all have that extensive pastoral experience where a lot of the things that the pastor's facing, they understand because they've walked there before. And we've kind of identified 10 areas or 10 items, but we've grouped them into four areas of focus. And at the point of that, first and I would say foremost, is the personal health and well-being of the pastor. And one of the things I'm so excited that Mark brings is, one of the key things that he's been involved in over these past 5 years is doing these pastor date nights. I was in Oklahoma last fall and led one here, and just to encourage pastors and their wives. You know, we can give great tools for ministry, but if the pastor's marriage is in trouble and they're struggling at the house, they're going to have trouble leading the church in the direction that the Lord would have them to go. And so at the very heart of that is the personal and family wellness of the pastor. And then with that, our pastors, we want to encourage them to grow professionally. And we have pastors at all different stages in the spectrum of educational opportunities and experience. And because of that, you know, we want to say, what's the next step? Maybe it's going to a conference. Maybe it's getting involved in the Haskins School. Maybe it's pursuing some seminary education. But we want them to grow in that way. And then many of our churches and pastors have the same issues. They're all dealing with some conflict, and they need some help, somebody to walk alongside and walk with them in that time, as well as, just general leadership and staff development. You know, not every church has a paid ministry staff, but every church has a group of leaders that are key to the work of the kingdom in that place. And then so many of our churches, well over 70% of the churches, are either plateaued or declining in their attendance. And to help these churches experience revitalization and life, along with some real practical tools, evangelism, discipleship, stewardship, being a connector for mission partnerships. And then kind of the final part of that is in that time of transition. You know, inevitably, transitions happen in the life of the church. I heard someone the other day said everybody's ultimately an interim pastor unless they're the pastor there when they lock the door or the Lord comes back. And so churches will go through a season of transition, and we want these regional ministry partners to come alongside churches, help them as they think about how do we maximize this season that's inevitably happening, and to be ready for the pastor that God's going to send and ready for us to move into the future.
Good word. Good word. Thank y'all for sharing that. Mark, you've served in Arkansas and Texas, Tennessee. You've written a lot. I believe you even have a forthcoming book. Could you talk about how you're hoping some of those experiences lend themselves to what the ministry work you'll be doing and about the things James was just describing?
Sure. One question I asked over the last 5 years is, in every event I've done, and I've written a lot about it, but I ask pastors and spouses, has anyone even heard of another profession on this planet that requires you to win both at work and at home? And I'll leave it out there, you know, and I'll wait because I'm still waiting for the very first person to give me another profession that they've even heard of, which puts some pressure on us. I mean, I don't know how you guys were, but I was 16. I grew up in Tyler, Texas at Green Acres Baptist Church. I surrendered to the ministry at 16. I was eager to change the world, to turn it upside down. But I didn't go back to 1 Timothy and Titus and go, you know, carefully walk through my job description before I said yes. I didn't even have a girlfriend, much less a wife. So we look at our job descriptions, which I've had the honor of doing for the last 5 years. It's kind of hyper-focusing on pastors. And I realized our wife and kids are in there. And not only that, but, you know, that's 1 Timothy 3, which we're all familiar with. But in chapter 4 of the same letter, he says, pay close attention. to your life and your teaching. Persevere in these things, for in doing so you save not only yourself, but also your hearers. And so the most important person that a pastor is going to lead in his ministry, not his church members, not even his family, but actually you dial it back to having to lead himself first.
Yeah.
Because he really can't help his wife and kids. He really can't help his church members and leaders if he's, you know, passed out, so to speak. And we all have friends that aren't in the ministry anymore because they didn't pay close attention. And so to echo what Dr. Dilbeck said, we need healthy pastors if we're going to have healthy churches. And we all want revitalized churches, but it starts with revitalized pastors. And so being able to do pastoral ministry, for me, is a strategic kingdom priority. And what drew me to Oklahoma Baptist was not a, you know, carefully articulated vision or a strong recruitment. What it was is just the fact that Dr. Dilbeck wants to prioritize the pastor's well-being as a way to serve the church. And that priority is something I believe that other conventions and other ministries are going to be inspired by. And I'm hoping that we can do it really well in Oklahoma and bless not only our churches, but other churches, other kingdom churches in Oklahoma and beyond Oklahoma.
Yeah, and we're so glad you're going to bring that passion we just heard with the experience. It's amazing how God shapes us for the roles that he's planning for us in the future before we even recognize that. I mentioned when I introduced you that one of the things that one of the part of the title that you'll have is the Director of Pastor Development for us. And I want Dr. Dilbeck to speak to kind of what the vision is and why that need's so important for us here in the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah, and we really value Mark's background experience, his connection to the seminaries, and love for and awareness of the way pastors develop. And you know, we used to have some more organic kind of a farm system for pastors to develop, and for many different reasons, demographic reasons, and other things. That farm system has broken down, and we don't have as much of a developmental pipeline for preachers as we used to have. And so more and more, when our churches do transition, where they're looking for a pastor, we have a hard time knowing where to find the men who are trained and qualified, competent, and ready to step into those roles. And so our burden is that we need to be a little more intentional than we have been in the past about developing pastors. That's calling them out, identifying them, educating them, establishing them in the work, supporting them. You know, it's an overall developmental program. You know, it's interesting to me that when you look in the world of athletics, you know, player development is an important part of putting together a winning team. And so I think sometimes in church life, in kingdom ministry, we spend a lot of time trying to call the right plays and have a strategy, but we don't develop our players as intentionally as maybe we should. And so along with giving focus to that east central part of the state and that very relational connection to our pastors and churches there, Mark's also going to help spearhead and provide leadership and direction to our strategy for developing pastors. Mark, you've had some time to be thinking about that. You got any input there, the way you kind of run in that direction now?
You know, it's interesting. I start officially on November 1st, and my very first week on your staff, I'll be at a seminary in another state doing an event that has been planned, and everywhere I go, you know, I want to be an ambassador for Oklahoma Baptist. But I think students, whether college students, seminary students, these impressionable years, when they're developing habits and rhythms that start with just the basics of prioritizing their first love. I mean, honestly, young impressionable minds are starting to develop habits in their walk with God that was so fresh and strong, many of them, when they were in high school or even in college. Somehow they begin to, erosion sets in as they get deeper into ministry, as they get busier doing, you know, kingdom work, expanding the kingdom. Erosion sets in on their top two relationships, which is, you know, their king and queen. They're, you know, for me, it's Jesus and Janet. And my day, no matter how many pastors I help or sermons I preach, if I'm not connected to Jesus and Janet, I'm in danger. And so that again is not just something that is new in Oklahoma, but something that's strategic, which means it's got a priority in the budget, got priority on the calendar. There's a tangible way of showing how much Oklahoma Baptists are seeking out students in, you know, in formative years. And so for us to have a presence in those places is important. Also, I want to keep Oklahoma Baptist pastors in Oklahoma.
Amen.
I did an event in Nashville a month or so ago, and I got to meeting some of the pastors, and I've met four different pastors that were from Oklahoma, but they were pastoring in other states. And I wasn't able to tell them about what my new job would be at that point, but I was wanting to go, hey, come home. Come back here. We need your help. Anyway, so I love that part of the vision is let's get to them on the prevention side of pastoral care, which is less painful and less expensive and less damaging than the other side of pastoral care,
yeah,
which is the downstream part.
Well, and the priority of developing pastors has become recently very tangible to us. We did a survey, major survey of pastors across our state this summer. In that survey, we learned that over 40% of the pastors surveyed told us they were planning on retiring in the next 10 years. That means that we've got to have some men that are ready to step up and step in those places. And just developing that, the term Dr. Dilbeck's used, that pipeline or that bullpen of pastors is really important. And Mark, we're thankful for the leadership you're going to help in developing that and moving us forward in that area.
Amen. Well, gentlemen, it's been a great conversation. As we wrap up our time, I wanted to remind our listeners about the annual meeting of Oklahoma Baptist, November 11th and 12th. And I know, Brother Hans, it's been a big priority for you to see all of Oklahoma Baptist turn out for this. I thought you could close us out by previewing that a little.
Yeah, we have such an important annual meeting coming November 11 and 12. The theme is Advance, and we want to really fill up Quail Springs Baptist Church for these meetings at Monday, Tuesday, November 11 and 12. And, you know, one of the primary reasons is time together is time for encouragement, and this is a fellowship time. It's probably the reason most people actually come, is to get together to see their brothers and sisters, and to encourage one another, to share time together. And even if you're in a place in your life where you say, you know, I'm doing pretty good, I don't need encouragement right now, I promise you, your brothers do. And so instead of coming to receive encouragement, come and give some encouragement, because your presence really matters. This is, in some ways, a historic annual meeting for us. Our board of directors and staff have been working hard this year to make some strategic changes, and we'll roll out a new brand, a new budget, new strategies, new structures, introduce new people. Our theme is advance. We're thinking about how to advance the gospel between now and the year 2025. and really more than typical, this is a convention that's going to look forward, not much at all in the way of reporting from the past year, but looking forward to the next year, the next 5 years. And I think that those who come will find this interesting. And it's important, I think, for Oklahoma Baptist that we have a room full of people there. Monday during the day is pastor's conference. Monday morning and Tuesday afternoon, some great preaching and some breakfast and lunch and evening meals. And then the actual convention begins on Monday evening. And during that time Monday evening, I'll lay out this vision. That's when we'll do really a lot of our actual convention business and focus on what God has called us to do. And I'll share from the scriptures that night. And then our convention will continue Tuesday morning and Tuesday afternoon as we kind of flesh out some of the details. Rusty McMullen and Blake Gideon will both be preaching, be praying for those guys as they prepare. And then at the end, really the end of the meeting, we'll introduce this full church relations group that we've been talking about in this podcast. Mark will be there. We'll have a chance to introduce him along with all the rest of the people that are on that group. And everybody that's there on their way out will get some cool new branded bling. So we hope that
branded bling.
Yeah. We hope that everybody will come, make it a priority to come. And by the way, remember that Tuesday evening, our convention closes Tuesday a little before 5 o'clock, but Tuesday evening at 6:30, right there in the same room in the worship center at Quail Springs Baptist Church, we will host, as Oklahoma Baptist, we will host the International Mission Board and Ascending Service. And so listen, if you can, get your church van, your church bus full of people. You got people in your church that have given to Lottie Moon and Cooperative Program all their life, but maybe they've never seen a group of Southern Baptist missionaries sent out with the gospel literally around the world. This is just a rare privilege for us as Oklahoma Baptists, and I hope that you'll make it a priority to be there throughout the convention and also get some of your people there for Tuesday night for the International Mission Board Sending Service.
Outstanding. Thank you for sharing that. Go to BaptistMessenger.com. for more information. Again, gentlemen, great conversation, and we're thankful for what the Lord's doing here in Oklahoma.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.